Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Our thanks to Adams Road Band for that musical introduction. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. The Church News, churchnews.com, had an article titled, President Oaks' Advice to Young Married Couples in Chicago on How to Tackle Faith-Threatening Questions. And of course, this is talking about Dallin H. Oaks, who was a member of the first presidency. He's next in line to become the prophet of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Well, anyway, he was speaking at the Clark Street Meeting House in downtown Chicago. And there were some things that were said in this speech that he gave, this talk, that was posted on February 4th, 2019, that I think are worthy of note. So let's look at what this article has to say. Again, this is from thechurchnews.com, an article titled President Oaks' Advice to Young Married Couples in Chicago on How to Tackle Faith-Threatening Questions.
The article begins, Young married Latter-day Saints are serving on the front line in matters of great consequence to the church. Quote, you are the rising generation, and you are raising the next generation, end quote, said President Dallin H. Oaks at a Saturday devotional for young marrieds. Quote, you are doing what is vitally important to the church in our day. We love you for that and for your faithfulness in pressing forward with what is most important to all of us.
Now, let's go back and let's look at a phrase that he uses that probably a lot of our listeners are not all that familiar with, and that is the phrase rising generation. That's a term that's been used in Mormonism for a number of years. I've heard that phrase being used by a lot of various leaders. But Neil Maxwell, who was a Mormon apostle, now he's passed away, but back on April 6th, which is, of course, an anniversary date for the formation of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, on April 6, 1984, he gave a talk called Unto the Rising Generation. And he gives a pretty good definition of what this means to Latter-day Saints. This is what he said in the talk. He said, this rising generation is the first generation to be reared in a time when society's other institutions previously supportive of certain moral standards have been largely neutralized or worse, secularized. This rising generation, said Maxwell, shorn of such external support systems must therefore believe because of the word and behave because they believe. And the verse he gives for that is Alma 32, 13 through 14 out of the Book of Mormon. That uses this phrase, because of the word. Oaks is, I think in this talk, based on what we're reading here, and again, we didn't attend this, so we don't know a lot of the particulars that may have been in the talk outside of what's in this article. But I think Oaks is going to try and use that same kind of approach. Believe the word, because of the word. And of course, the word is what is being taught by the leadership of the church. In other words, this is going to be a talk that, though it's going to mention the struggles that a lot of young couples are facing as Latter-day Saints, he's going to give them advice on how they're supposed to handle those struggles. So as the article goes on, what does he say when it comes to married couples facing seemingly insurmountable obstacles?
He said they are raising children in environments often hostile to the mission and teachings of the church. Respected institutions and leaders question the existence of right and wrong, along with time-honored standards for civilized behavior and standards.
And I would agree that not only are Latter-day Saint couples facing those kind of challenges, but I would say couples within Christianity face those same kind of obstacles. Our young people face those kind of obstacles. The Christian church historically has always faced those kind of obstacles because Christianity has, you could very easily say, is countercultural. the culture does not usually go in the same direction as Christianity would want to go. And we often are going against the grain. And I would say when it comes to many of the moral standards that Mormons are supposed to hold to, I would agree. They also are going against the grain. So this would make sense that Dallin Oaks is trying to address this. But then he goes on to say something that I find very interesting.
He said, "Your generation has grown up with an avalanche of information about the history of the church that is new to many and concerning to some. The time-honored principles of relying on and trusting the Lord and his servants are questioned by some."
Now, why would he say that, Eric? Why would he say that the time-honored principles of relying on and trusting the Lord and his servants are questioned by some? And you have to understand, folks, when Dallin Oaks equates trusting the Lord and his servants, he means that as one package. You are trusting the Lord when you trust his servants. In other words, they teach their people that their leaders are always in tune with what the Lord wants for them. So to bring this up, I found to be quite interesting, because he says your generation has grown up with an avalanche of information about the history of the church that is new to many and concerning to some. And why shouldn't it be concerning to some? The Mormon people are now, because of the internet, and I'm sure that's why he's using that phrase avalanche, because I think that's what the LDS Church has often showed a fear for, is this avalanche of information that has come forth via the internet. The church cannot stop this information any longer, and now they have to deal with it.
That's something that they didn't have to deal with in the old days, if you want to call it that, because the internet has made it available for people to be able to get information in their homes without having to go out and research it as they did even 30 years ago. But listen to what 15th President Gordon B. Hinckley said as far as the authority of the church. He said this at a general conference. It's printed in the Ensign magazine, November 1992, and the article is titled, "The Church is on Course." This is what he said. He says, "In conclusion, do you believe this body of men," and he's referring to the 15 general authorities that would be sitting on the stage, "would ever lead this church astray? Remember whose church this is. It carries the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who stands as its head. His is the power to remove any found remiss in his duty or who is teaching that which is not in harmony with his divine will." And so I think very clearly, Hinckley is saying, you can trust us. And this is just one of a number of quotes that I could show you where they say, why would you dare question the Lord's mouthpiece when this is the Latter-day Restoration from Joseph Smith on, and you can trust us?
But wouldn't you agree, Eric, that perhaps equating the voice of the Lord with the voice of these servants, that's what's causing the problem? As he mentions, because this avalanche of information has now come out, and much of it is coming from LDS sources,
yes,
that cannot be questioned. Before, they used to always say, well, that's just anti-Mormon literature. And as soon as the Mormon heard the phrase anti-Mormon, they just immediately would block out whatever they would hear afterwards. In other words, if it comes from an outside source that is critical of my church, I see no need to pay any serious attention to what is being said. That's now changed. Now the church has been forced, and I use that word quite purposely, they've been forced to give an account for some of the things that have gone on in its history. And that is what's causing, I think, a lot of these problems. When he talks about this rising generation, that would be the first generation to face, as Oaks has said, this avalanche of information. Oaks is then going to go on and mention specifically some of these historical things that are causing the consternation among many of Mormonism's young people.
It goes on and says he acknowledged that some Latter-day Saint couples face conflicts over important values and priorities. Matters of church history and doctrinal issues have led some spouses to inactivity. Some spouses wonder how to best go about researching and responding to such issues.
And I would say, yes, That is true. We know that to be true. We have talked with Latter-day Saints who have experienced that kind of a struggle. We have talked to Latter-day Saints who have, in fact, become either inactive or former members of the church because of this information that has come out. But when it says in this article, some spouses wonder how to best go about researching and responding to such issues, what is Oak's response to that? The very next line.
He said, I suggest that research is not the answer.
I suggest research is not the answer. Now, that's just the opposite of what we usually counsel people who are having struggles. I would say even Christians who may be struggling with their Christian faith, we say, research it. Look into the history. We feel that the information will be vindicated if you understand the information properly, of course. But what does Oak say? I suggest that research is not the answer. But then what does it say in the next paragraph?
The church does offer answers to many familiar questions through its Gospel Topics essays found at LDS.org.
Now, that's not in quotations, so I have to assume that was put in there by the author of this article. But I found it interesting when he says, when Oakes says, I suggest that research is not the answer, the very next paragraph suggests that you research and you go to these Gospel Topics essays that are found at LDS.org, which is the official website of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yet, is that going to solve the problem?
I would argue no, and that's what made that statement stand out for me when I read Oak's response. It's going to those essays that has caused so many Latter-day Saints to be disturbed. Why? Because they are reading admissions by the church, even though none of these essays that are mentioned here are written by a general authority or a number of general authorities in the church. They're written by scholars, and we don't even know who these scholars are. They're all anonymous. But when people go to these essays hoping to find an answer to the perplexing questions that Oakes himself admits are there, that's what's causing many of them to doubt and not to trust what their leaders are telling them.
They're finding out things such as Joseph Smith had 30 to 40 wives. They're finding out that Joseph Smith used a magic seer stone in a hat to be able to translate the Book of Mormon. They're finding out that the Book of Abraham is actually just, it's not a literal translation, but it's an inspired translation, spiritual translation, if you will. I'm going to say that going to these sites is something that we would encourage people to go visit. Go read the Gospel Topics essays. We have a whole section on our website, mrm.org, that deals with these because, you're right, we have seen people flooding out of the church because of the history and these doctrines that have been taught, and they're finding out that it's not what they used to be taught, but now it's changed to the way that the quote-unquote anti-Mormons have been saying it all along.
And it just strikes me as odd that Dallin Oaks would say, I suggest that research is not the answer, knowing full well that he is a leader in an organization that puts out essays that are meant to be researched.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.